This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time to talk sports as we say hello to Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. So Michigan State took that horrendous 3-9 record from last season and flipped it right over, ending the season 9-3 with that win over Rutgers and ranked at 19th.
How about them Spartans, by the way? And play the tape, man. We actually called this more or less. I think I called 8 wins. You and I did. Mm-hmm. And there they are. And our reasoning was everyone's claiming gloom and doom and D'Antonio's gone and he's lost. And blah, blah. I said, no, he hasn't. No one forgets how to coach at age 60. This does not happen. So he got back to fundamentals. This is not a fancy Michigan State team. It's not a great Michigan State team. It is a fundamentally sound Michigan State team. That's all he had to do to get 9 wins, pretty much.
And you're thinking about this as a young team with 2 seniors, 2 juniors, 6 sophomores, and a freshman. So what do you think these kids can do in future years?
I think they will be competing again for a Big Ten title next year. Imagine that.
In 2 years, from the depths
exactly.
to that.
Which is why, again, what college football fans bring is passion, which I love. Mm. What they usually do not bring is patience and perspective. So when your team wins, you're the best team of all time. No, you're not. You're going to lose next weekend. And when you lose, you'll never win another game. So,
well, let's talk about Michigan now. We'll sidle
Speaking
over there.
Speaking of patience and perspective and passion.
Wrapping up the season at 8-4 after that loss to Ohio State, unranked in the national standings and blowing that 14-point lead, falling to an Ohio State team being led by the backup quarterback.
The backup, actually.
Yeah, that's right. The backup.
And there's the problem, honestly. John O'Korn, God bless me, has got tears in his eyes after the game, so choked up.
And got to say, as a mom, that was hard to watch.
Oh, absolutely. As a fan, as a human being, mm-hmm. hopefully it's hard to watch.
Yes.
Not everyone on Twitter agrees with us, of course, but so what? But that was the difference this game. The defense played great. The offense played, by and large, pretty well. A great game plan by the coaches, which they did not have, I've argued, against Michigan State earlier. Mm-hmm. That's the one loss out of the four that I thought was, if not inexcusable, something close to it. It was a very poorly coached and played game. But there they are at 8-4. I call them 10-2, but when you're in your third quarterback, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Harbaugh has not yet built his machine up the way he needs it. He'll need, again, 4 or 5 years. That's what it takes to get your recruits in and do your job.
And then when late Sunday, we hear Wilton Spate is heading elsewhere. Destination unknown. Did you see this coming?
I did not. And I'm surprised by it. I don't know any of my sources who saw it coming, my reporter sources, that is. Mm-hmm. Clearly, he must have gotten the message, directly or indirectly, that he is not going to be the starting quarterback next year, that it must be Brandon Peters' team now, who was the backup originally, and now he's the first stringer. So there you have it. And that was surprising to me, but these things do happen.
So, you know, fans want to see these big rivalries, you know, Ohio State and Michigan State, and Jim Harbaugh is getting a mega paycheck for that. Yet in these 6 games against the Spartans and Buckeyes, he's won exactly 1 game against last year's terrible MSU team. ESPN noted Harbaugh joins Rich Rodriguez as the only Michigan coaches to lose their first 3 games against Ohio State. So how much of all of this is on him and his well-compensated coaching staff?
At the end of the day, all of it. I mean, you're the head coach. This is your program, and I'm sure Harbaugh said the same thing, that it's your ship, man. The flip side is, again, patience and perspective. This program is clearly going the right direction. Short memories. 3 years ago, people were about as miserable as I've ever seen them in Ann Arbor about football. It was raining. It was cold. You're 5-7. You're losing to Maryland, for crying out loud, and you're going nowhere. The AD's been fired, and the coach is about to be fired. So everything here is structurally sound. Now, fans don't want to hear that always, but they will get there.
They will get there. You got to ask, is Michigan-Ohio State really a rivalry? When you consider the last 14 meetups between OSU and Michigan, Michigan has now lost 6 straight, and they lost 13 of those last 14 games. You compare that maybe to the, you know, what we saw Saturday when Auburn stunned #1 Alabama. That is a rivalry for the ages.
I would say on paper, you're right, of course. The flip side is, about half those games have been very close when they probably should not have been, because in a rivalry game, Michigan will pick it up, and they almost have beaten them 4 or 5 times this year, last year, etc. The other thing, too, is that Auburn, Alabama, they're both in the same state, and culturally they're about the same. Mm-hmm. Michigan, Ohio State, sorry, they're not. It's a state rivalry, of course, and that runs deeper, I think, than other ones.
Got to get your reaction to one of the games in the Michigan High School Football Championships. Clarkston High School knocking off powerhouse West Bloomfield High. They got a bunch of kids going to Division I teams. They won the Division I title by a score of 3-2.
Not hockey, folks.
Yeah.
Football. That means a field goal on one side and what's called a safety on their side. 2 points is what you get for stopping the other team in their own end zone. So the defense scored all the points, I guess, ultimately. Those, to me, are two extremely well-coached teams, because when your defense is playing that well in a big game, that is discipline. That is coming after it every single play. Look, on offense, to score a touchdown, all you need is two guys to do something really cool, maybe one guy. On defense, all 11 guys have to do the exact right thing to stop them. If one guy out of 11 screws it up, they score. And they didn't. So those hats off to both teams. I'm sure Wes Bloomfield is bummed out, no doubt. Great coach, former Michigan player, by the way. But that is a serious football game.
And finally, anything you want to say about the Lions lost to the Vikings on Thanksgiving Day?
Not much.
Playoff picture?
Grim. And it's gotten grimmer, because I thought they were going to beat Vikings at home. They beat them on the road. Now the wild card, by the way, the wild card is no bargain this time around in the National Conference, which is where Detroit plays. So they're not guaranteed much here. They've got to almost win out. They really do.
Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubank. And thanks, John.
Thank you.